With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Justice Department is releasing many more records from its investigative files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said the department was releasing more than 3 million pages of documents in the latest Epstein disclosure, plus thousands of videos and images. Blanche explained why the Justice Department missed the December deadline to release all of the files.
The act had multiple requirements. Get it done in 30 days, and you better not release any victim information.
Blanche said the department carried out a comprehensive review to ensure transparency to the American people and compliance with the law. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Kevin Warsh has been nominated by President Trump to be the next Federal Reserve Board chairman. The president was asked if Kevin Warsh committed to lowering interest rates before tapped as the next Federal Reserve chairman.
No, but we talk about it, and I've been following him, and I don't want to ask him that question. I think it's inappropriate, probably. It probably would be allowed, but I want to keep it nice and pure. But he certainly wants to cut rates. I've been watching him for a long time.
Warsh would replace current chair Jerome Powell when his term expires in May. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovic says temperatures are expected to be in the teens for many areas still covered in ice from the last storm.
It's going to be pretty cold as we go towards the weekend. So even though those areas, Mississippi, Alabama, parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, are not going to receive any precipitation from this storm, the cold temperatures will definitely be affecting them, and especially if there are still power outages.
Frustrations are bubbling from the tens of thousands that have been without power for nearly a week in the South. As new storms looms in Nashville, residents' criticisms of their utility storm preparations and recovery reached a fever pitch earlier today. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports a problem with Turkey.
The country is ranked number 41 on this year's World Watch list, a ranking by Open Doors U.S. of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth. 41 isn't bad compared to all the countries that rank higher, but none of those nations are members of NATO. The U.S. is bound to come to the aid of Turkey in time of war and cooperate with it in other ways, even as the government in Ankara closes churches and generally restricts the religious freedom of Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a report by political scientist Ali Marie Tripp of the University of Wisconsin, there are a number of reasons why the government of Nigeria has failed to stop the violent persecution of Christians by Muslims in the north. She says the failure is the result of a confluence of factors, including corruption in the security sector, negligence, and the difficulty of targeting groups that employ guerrilla tactics. Also, elements within the Nigerian government may be complicit with northern politicians backing some of the attackers. This is SRN News. There are new proposals to help facilitate organ transplants. We hear more on the story from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
New rules aim to increase the use of less than perfect organs while strengthening oversight of OPOs, which are groups that retrieve organs from deceased donors. Donations from the deceased dropped last year for the first time in over a decade after some rare but scary reports of patients being prepared for organ retrieval despite showing signs of life, prompting thousands of people to remove their names from donor lists last year. More than 100,000 people are on the U.S. transplant list. Many transplant centers currently do not accept medically complex donated organs, even when medical criteria suggest they'd be a good match for a patient. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more details on these stories, plus breaking news and more at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.